Simply Done, the podcast network.
Dan, you got that kicker, man. You excited about that?
What kicker?
The Norwegian.
Oh, really?
Did you see that guy?
No, I didn't.
Oh, dude. I got to show you this guy.
But I'll tell you, very sad Hansen's leaving. That guy was...
Fuck that. You got the most exciting guy there is, man. You haven't seen this guy?
Uh-uh. Watch the water.
I saw your water.
Hey, Mole, what's happening?
I'm just really happy to be here.
Are you on Vine yet? Do you know what Vine is?
Where do you buy that?
No. Are you on Vine yet?
How do you do it?
Perry.
What's Vine?
Smoke it?
It's video clips you put online. The kids are...
They're too long. They're like 6 seconds long.
Well, what it is, it's just like videos, but everybody's getting into it. We're going to make a Vine video today, okay, Scaremaster? We're going to talk about your loves and hates. Because that's, you can put them in different categories, and we're going to hashtag.
Why do we have to talk about my loves and hates? Why can't we talk about your loves and hates?
Because I just did one with Mole, and I did one with myself before you got here. That's why.
Hey, Ross, can you stand over there by Mary Jane?
Okay.
So I'm going to really go nuts. I'm going to go nuts today.
Why are you going to go nuts today, Mole?
There's a lot going on.
Okay.
Okay.
It still doesn't answer my question.
I think it does pretty clearly. Hey, Scaremaster, what happened downstairs with you and me in the car and the horn? And when I drove up and I was honking the horn trying to say hi to you and you wouldn't say hi to me.
Why do I need to? First off, you always pull your car like you want to hit mine. So it's like, why should
I? How
was
I going to hit your car? You were standing behind your car. I would have to smash your legs off to hit your car.
Yeah. He's not going to smash your legs off to get to your car. Come on.
Who's asking you? I'm dealing with this piece of shit.
Who did?
Oh, someone woke up on the wrong side of the Javajo couch.
Yeah, a little Javajo, bit.
No. First off, pronounce the religious belief
okay.
correctly.
But when you're
Jehovah's correctly.
Correctly.
But Perry,
Jehovah's witness. Jehovah's witness.
Can I just say one thing? Do you have any idea why we feel it's kind of like a goofy thing? Do you understand?
Well, what's goofy about it is this fucking guy loves to pull like 3 inches away from my car.
Okay, that has nothing to do with your religion, though.
Well, why are you bringing the religious belief up?
Because we said it. Because, you see, most people, they look at the Javajos as a group of wild, delusional people.
All
right.
But then other people love dogs.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people love dogs.
You know what? Shut the fuck up.
You asked the question.
There's no dog.
Oh, hold on. Do you believe in the Catholic
religion?
How about ghosts?
No answers.
I'm asking if you believe in the Catholic religion.
I believe in all.
Yeah.
That they're all out
there. And that's
the
way I am. I'm very...
They're all out there.
They're all out there.
But I'm not going to believe in all these fake religions.
Okay, let's go through a couple of...
That's the way we look at Javajos.
Rank them. Favorite to least favorite.
Ooh, good one. See, I have a hard time with this. I don't know if you know this about me, but to me, there's only one race,
true
one religion.
Religion,
and that's
exactly
the human race and true religion.
The band?
I don't know.
The band.
So do you want to rank some of your favorite religions, Perry?
There's only one.
What's that?
Jehovah's
Witnesses. Yeah, let me tell you something. For Javajos and Catholics, it's like Catholics and dogs.
Have you ever thought of doing stand-up, Mole? You're very funny.
I can't really stay on my feet that long. Whoa, here we go. This is a song that we listen to when the show is starting, the podcast, when you go, coming to you, pre-recorded. Oh.
See, you kind of like...
God, you suck.
Over. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. It's your old pal, Don.
I'm all. I totally blew that thing before.
Oh, God.
Scare my... Dan.
And I'm Scary Perry, the guy that's got to take their shit constantly.
I didn't hear what you said, Mo.
I messed it up before when I started to do your life.
That's okay. We'll just roll with it. Why are you so uptight, man?
I just want to try to do the best show I can.
I think that's what we should all do. Perry doesn't have that feeling. I wish he had half that feeling.
I have that feeling every time I'm here.
Bullshit.
Because it's always the best show on comedy. No, on the Simply Don Podcast Network.
Oh, okay. Well, a couple things we've got to talk about today before we really get in the meat and potatoes of the show.
You've been eating a lot of meat and potatoes?
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to say something, and actually, this is going to help you.
Favorite meat and potatoes.
Okay.
Favorite meat and potatoes.
I'd have to go, I don't know. I love mashed potatoes. And
your meat choice?
Pussy.
Okay. Mashed potatoes in the P word. Scaremaster, meat and potatoes.
The P, yes, always.
Oh, you got to do everything I do?
Okay, but, well, how do you want your potatoes?
But when it comes to how do I like my favorite meat and potatoes? Organic meat.
Oh, bullshit. I got to get to something a little bit more important than your fucking, bullshit of this organic bullshit.
Oh, my organic bullshit? Well, if you want to eat right, you better eat organic fucking foods.
I do, but where do you eat? You go to Costco.
And the Denny's men's room.
And what do you get?
Plus, I also go to Gelson's. I also go to Whole Foods.
What do you get when you go to Trader Joe's? What do you get when you go to Costco?
I get my
once
medicine.
A month you go there. And
I get my meats, my, you know.
What kind of meats do you get that last for the whole month?
The organic ground beef.
The organic ground beef. And what else? What else?
Packages.
Do you get marinara sauce? Yes, you do.
How do you know?
Because I followed you before.
So?
I'm just saying that's what. Anyway, let's get to the important thing here.
Do you have the samples when you go to Costco, Scaremaster?
Oh, sometimes they're. Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
And do you sometimes get, like, more than one if you like it? Like, sausages?
It's on occasion.
Do you mostly the sausages, though?
No.
All right, quit putting the pressure on me, Perry. It was Hugh A. Craig that told me. But let's get to this. This is a little more important because I never really listen to the podcasts, and I just do them, and then they're out there for the world to enjoy or dislike.
Right.
Now, I listened to the last one, and I'll tell you something. I started seeing your side a little bit. Especially in the $10 shout-outs.
What are you talking about?
Well, it seems a lot of people, in almost like a juvenile way, will try to get under your skin by saying things that upset you. And I never realized it before.
For example.
All right. Like, let's say, here, I'll read a fake letter from somebody. Dear Big Three, now this is a fake letter, so don't think, oh, who sent that?
Okay, all right.
Dear Big Three. Hey, how's things going at 7722 Reseda Boulevard? How's Perry blowing anybody? That kind of stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. I saw that, and it's bullshit. It really
Thank
is.
You.
It really is, because Perry, he's here trying to do the best damn show he can, and he's not working with a lot. And when
no,
he comes
not.
Here.
But I'll tell you something. He's got the looks.
He does.
He's got the material.
Yes, he does.
He's got the energy.
He sure does.
He's got it.
I don't know what it is when you're talking about Perry, but okay.
What, NZT?
Woo-hoo!
Are you still doing that shit?
Why?
Because I've read a lot of things about it.
Like, what have you read?
The testicle thing?
Yeah.
What testicle thing?
Okay, well, just go keep taking it.
No, I'm just joking about it.
Okay. Anyway, so I want the people that send $10 shoutouts, let's not pick at a wounded scab. First of all, the Randy Callahan thing happened over 20 years ago. Do you know how ridiculous that is? Think about yourself. Whoever is out there right now, think about you 20 years ago. Did you make mistakes?
Everybody did.
Everybody does, Perry.
Totally.
The only person that does.
Not really, though.
Well, I mean, they don't mistake. They don't make mistakes that big, that's for sure. But
I don't really remember making mistakes. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, Scaremaster knocked over the craft service table.
Yes, he did. And he's admitted
that
many times.
No, I didn't knock over the fucking craft service table. I wasn't even standing right there next to the table.
I wish we had the video.
I could touch the fucking thing.
Is there video? I wish there was video.
I wish we had the video from the movie because we could prove it right now.
That I wasn't even...
Okay, let's just drop that. Everybody makes mistakes. That's the point. Correct, Perry?
Thank you.
Mole, think about this. You live at a place, and people start understanding where you live, and then they come by just to fuck with you.
They
do? Where do you live now?
Me?
Yeah. You still with John Quincy Adams?
You're really funny, dude. You're really funny.
Are you still with John Quincy Adams?
He doesn't have a place to stay.
Quincy Adams is making me... kind of stay in my car in his garage right now because of some stuff that happened. Oh, it's so funny.
It's funny because it's bullshit.
What's bullshit?
It's bullshit. I don't believe it in one way or another. I don't believe. Look, I don't believe,
dude. Okay, hold on.
I don't believe
Perry,
you as far as Perry, you can, as far as I can
Perry.
Throw you.
All right, let me ask you a question. Here's the best way to determine a lie. Like I've noticed with you, it's always so obvious when you're lying. But now, what would Mole have to gain by saying he doesn't have a place? Is he asking for something from you? Is he trying to get money from the fans to get a place? He's telling us where he's lived. I know what Mole has done, and jobs have been a little bit scarce for Mole as of late.
Are you guys talking about me?
Absolutely.
I almost got on Dancing with the Stars.
No, you didn't.
Nope.
Your manager, TB, told me what happened.
Hey, you know what, Scare Master?
Came on Dancing with the Stars? That would be hilarious.
I could dance.
Something. I want to see you do some pop locking like fucking Nick.
Yeah. Scare Master, where do you think I'm living if I'm not in Quincy's garage? Where do you think I have some? You think I got my place back?
Kimmel's? Or at the Kimmel's. At the studio?
Kimmel? At the studio?
I would live where?
The studio?
Which
By
studio?
The way, I found
El
out.
El Capitan Theater?
If I was living at the, if I lived at that show, that's what you think, I lived at the show?
You might, I don't know if you live at the theater or not.
I mean, I don't live at the theater.
There could be people that, you know, secure the fucking place to where they're there 24/7 to keep an eye on the facility, to keep an eye on certain rooms.
And if
and
you
stuff.
Worked there, wouldn't you see me there if I was sleeping there?
If I worked
I
there,
found out he lied about
there.
That. He
I
doesn't
didn't lie about it. I was
did.
Joking
no.
about
What's
it.
What's funny about a lie?
I wasn't lying. I was
did
joking.
Did you say that
yes,
you were...
Yes, I said I okay. worked for Kimmel.
So,
but
that
do you
is
work for
lie.
Kimmel?
Yes, I do, but
that
I'm not lying.
That means I work for Kimmel.
No, that's not
I work
true.
For you.
No, that's not true. It's not true at all.
Because I work for you. I work for
I don't
for Kimmel.
Pay you. I don't
yeah,
pay you.
I know you don't pay me.
Yeah. Do you pay me, you fucking pile of dog shit?
Why should I pay you? I work for you.
Okay, but you don't
I come for this show.
You work for yourself. You don't work
I
for
I thought
me.
I was working
Thank
for Scare
you.
Master.
I work for myself then.
Yeah, that's what you do. So
I thought I was working for you, dude. That's why I've been waiting for you to have a over for chili dinner.
That's going to happen soon.
That's never going to happen.
But you're always the one who's like,
it will never
Perry,
happen.
Well, let me ask you this.
There is never
Hold
to
everything.
Be another meal
Hold on
served
for a
at
second.
My complex.
Hold everything.
In my apartment.
Will you stop talking and let me say this? I'm thinking this. October 11th, we're going to have a big show celebrating the 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat coming out.
Okay.
Now, let's say that people stay that weekend. That's a Friday. Let's say they say Saturday. That would be the perfect day to have a chili cookout at your place. The fans would love it.
Sorry.
Perry, you're
what
not
do you
gonna,
mean?
You're not going to be Sorry. Selfish. You're not going to be selfish on this. What are you going to add to the show? Nothing. You're going to do this, Perry. It's the smartest thing. Do you like money?
$1,000 a person.
Okay, you're out of your fucking... Nobody's going to pay that, you fucking moron.
All right, $10,000 a person. Nobody's definitely going to pay that. I mean, nobody's coming to my house.
Okay.
Oh!
So this is exactly... You know, our rating since your stupidity, we've gone down by over 2,000 listeners a week.
You know what?
Yeah. So
show it to me in print.
I
before
will.
I believe it.
No, I will. I will. You fucking idiot.
You know what?
I'm a fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. You.
Yeah. Okay. What were you gonna say,
Mole?
Okay. You know what? I want to get in. Oh, by the way, everyone has not been doing this. A lot of people do, but don't forget the new catchphrase that Perry has been saying, and we're hashtagging. It ain't quitting.
It ain't quitting.
It's
meaning I ain't quitting.
I don't know what it means. You said it, and it's caught on.
I know I said it.
Okay, and it's caught on.
Once.
So it ain't quitting. No apostrophes, and it's Q-U-I-T-T-I-N.
Is that sexcapade Scare Master?
This is just things that have happened.
We got to start thinking about when we're going to do the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection again.
Yes, definitely.
We should tape one in May. Start making plans for that, okay?
Give me a date in May.
I'm not going to give you a date right now.
I need a date.
You're going to get Naomi on there?
Yes, that's the first show.
If she can't do it, we'll be there. You want us to be on there with Naomi?
Yeah, that'd be good. Can we be on your first show?
You're the you're what? The cameraman
producer,
or the director?
But I stay in the other I stay in the producer's
okay, you're in
room.
The director's room.
Yeah, but if why can't you have Mole and I as some of your guests with Naomi?
I prefer not. I would prefer having I prefer. Look, she's a musical guest. She's not.
Oh, we can't sing. What about Windy City Heat the musical? I think we've proven that we can sing.
Look, I don't want to fuck with. It's not a comedy show. It's a rock.
Why is it called the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
Yeah, okay. Why is it called that?
If it's not a comedy
show.
Comedy
as
so
well.
It is. So you're lying to us.
I didn't lie.
You didn't lie. That's two lies in one day. What are you doing, Perry? Why don't you stop? Okay, stop. Put the paper down. We're talking about other things.
Okay.
You know, instead of rustling the papers like a fucking idiot, why don't you set the paper down, put it on the table so you... Oh, I don't hear...
What do you got? What's those papers, Scaremaster?
Well, one's an announcement.
Can I make an announcement, though, before you do that?
You sure can.
Number one... Scaremaster, I know you don't want anyone to go to your house, but you know what? You know when people get real famous is when they're reality stars. And you know where they go with reality stars? They go where? They go to their house. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or they go to their truck that they're driving across the ice or their crab boat. But in your case, they go to your house. Yeah. You don't have a crab boat.
Nope. And he doesn't have a truck.
You got crabs.
I am a crab.
But Scaremaster, a lot Crabby. Of people have been saying the big problem they think with why you're driving the numbers down is they think you need to do something, and everybody but everybody misses Pie Talk, Guy Talk.
I sure do.
But since you're making announcements and you're doing other stuff, I think we mix it up. And cake time is also good, but this is brownie bite time.
Sorry,
brownie bite announcer.
I will not eat them unless they are organic.
They are
organic brownie bites.
Okay.
They are. Can I have an organic brownie bite before he eats them all?
Let me read the top of the can.
I got them at Whole Foods.
All right.
These are organic as shit.
Jamie, would you like one?
Let me see the top, please.
It's not on there.
I want to see it.
Here, let me see it. Let me read it.
Please.
Brownie bites, organic powdered sugar. There you go.
Thank you. Let me see it, please.
No.
Whole Foods, all Whole Foods stuff is organic, dude.
Whole Foods, right there. That's all you need to know.
Do your announcement. Let's go.
Do your announcement. Because I've got announcements, too.
I got an email from
Brownie
LA
Bites.
Times
brownie
Entertainment.
Bites. You got to brownie bite it and do it.
Oh, God.
That's what the people miss.
Got an email from LA Times Entertainment. Sorry to report.
Eat a fucking brownie.
I am sorry to report.
Don't report anything until you eat a brownie. Now you can start reporting.
Double it up, Scaremaster.
Comedian Jonathan Winters died at the age of 87 today.
Oh, you know you did not, Scaremaster. You did not. Oh, my God. You killed Larry Lovejoy.
Unbelievable. You come in here and just another murder in this long trail of murders.
Unbelievable, Scaremaster.
Murder?
So why would you kill him?
I
love
didn't
that
kill
dude.
That guy.
And why are you bragging about it?
I'm not bragging. I'm bringing in the announcement.
Why are you so happy about it?
I'm not. Shut up.
You are happy about it. It's clear.
He is crushing everybody on the bounty bites, you guys. He's crushing them.
He's doing good. I'll tell you this. I've seen him work before. I'm actually kind of proud of you.
This is what the people are talking about.
He's
in
the zone. Do two at a time. Two at a time.
Double them up.
Can you do it? He did. Holy shit.
Double that down, Scaremaster.
Go again. Two more. See if you can do it. Just see if you can do it for the fans. Come on, Perry. Do two more.
I need a sip.
A sip of what?
I don't think he's going to make it. He may have to ask for a brownie bite extension.
All right, we're coming to the end. You got to come on.
You can do it, Scaremaster. You can do it, dude.
Oh, by the way, while you're eating those, why don't we...
Oh, is he going triple? Look at this.
He's not going triple.
Yes, he is.
He is not.
Whoa, he's going four? What's he got? How many is that, Scaremaster?
Is he going four?
I don't know.
He just went four. Holy shit.
Quick, read something.
Holy shit.
Quick, read something. Read something.
Read
quick.
This again.
LA Times Entertainment. Breaking news. Comedian Jonathan Winters...
Hold on. Put another one in. Come on.
It's Jonathan Winters, dude.
Read.
Comedian Jonathan Winters.
That was his best song. That was definitely his best song.
It's not the Jonathan Winters you're thinking of. That's Edgar Winters.
That's Edgar
Winters. Freeride. And,
I don't know.
There was Johnny Winters.
Frankenstein and...
Free Ride.
Two of the best songs he did.
Quick, quick, quick. Read the other thing, Scaremaster.
No, no. Just talk. Talk about
sexcapades. You don't want me to read that.
Oh, nail those brownies with that sexcapades. Get the brownie extension for sexcapades. For the fans. For the fans.
Are you going to do the brownie extension? Yes or no?
Okay.
Okay, go. Go and take the brownies. Go. Come on, man.
I'm going to need another water.
What? You got to ask for the brownie extension. It doesn't.
Can I have a brownie extension, please?
Well, let me just see. Let me see your paperwork. All right, I'm going to give you the brownie extension. Okay. Go.
Go what? How for the extension or for the...
You've got the extension. You've got to read, but you've got to eat the rest of those. Please, Perry, just do it right.
All right.
Start out four.
Number 24.
Start out with four.
That's a double, triple.
Nice. Six.
Fucking awesome. I've never seen him better.
Lucky number seven.
My old apartment manager, Thumper.
Stick one in. Thumper was your apartment manager? Keep reading. It's got to be...
You have a leak under my kitchen sink. So I said, really? Where? This was when my girlfriend, Linda Johnson, lived upstairs.
Okay, try another one. Put another one in.
It's on the third floor. Now, this blonde manager did everything she... Did everything. She was like a Wonder Woman.
Thumper?
With blonde hair. Now, I've had this new manager for about 3 to 5 years. That I only wish was like this last manager. Anyway. She was a screamer, a lover, a fucker.
No, he's not. He's only going one at a time now.
He's going to make it.
He's not going to make it. I don't think he can. He's going to two. He's picked up the pace.
Where am I? Oh, but her daughter, Minnie.
Okay, here it goes.
Was a real screamer.
Okay. Keep going.
I remember when she wanted to go to the beach with me.
Which beach you go to, Leo Creel?
Just north of there.
Which one is north of there? Like
Ventura? County line.
By Neptune's Net?
County line.
Did you ever go to Neptune's Net?
Oh, my God. He's going three. He's going three.
Chips?
These are delicious, buddy.
I keep
glad you went to Whole Foods for him. Thank you.
Keep going. Go to three.
All right. Where am I?
I don't know.
Let's see. I remember when she wanted to... Oh, wait. There's a long line. Okay. She wanted to fuck on the beach. The only problem that I didn't like was all the sand getting around your cock and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Did you mind it when it was inside her pussy?
That fucking hurts.
Does it?
When you got sand around her pussy lips and going into her, you know, around her your dick and shit, that hurts.
Does it? Okay, keep going. Another one. Another big one. Good. Is he going to double?
I feel like a penthouse letter.
Holy shit.
All right.
He's on fire today. This is Michael Jordan.
That's the grossest way to fuck. I don't want to. I'm done. I'm done with that. But these,
Ghost Camera Master,
it's almost
are gone.
You got 20 seconds. 19, 18, 17, 16. Come on.
No way. Is that empty?
I got to say this. You fucking did
wow,
it.
Wow, Scare Master. Now chug that water.
Okay, while you're chugging that water,
chug that chicken soup.
You know,
can I ask for another water, please?
There is still the big thing about the big fight coming up between William Randolph Hearst and Perry. And I got to tell you something, Perry. I don't know what mind game you're playing with him, but I think you've got William Randolph Hearst a little bit frightened.
Good.
Listen to this message.
Hey, Don. William Randolph Hearst here. Why is everyone saying that I'm scared? Have you heard? Am I crazy? Or I keep getting people saying, oh, I hear you're really... scared of Perry and Perry's going to kick your ass and all this stuff. I'm not backing out and I'm not scared. I'm getting smarter. I saw him in this on YouTube, and he was doing a thing where he sort of let you get him three times, lured you in, and then he nailed you. So I shouldn't give away any of my techniques, but I'm learning his. And my biggest technique is figuring out how he works. And he seems to be all about luring. So I'm not scared. I'm getting crazy like a fox about this fight. It's still going down, right? Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Guess what, Randolph?
And I'm looking forward to it.
Guess what, little pussy boy?
Whoa.
You're not to know anything more about me. I'm really? Not going to announce, nor am I going to post another picture of me in the gym. If my arms change and get strong again, you're not going to know. All you know right now is that I can leg press 1,000 pounds. That 1,000 pounds is going to double within a couple weeks.
Wait, you know how much that makes? How much are you going to lift?
2,000 pounds within the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Well,
that's incredible.
I only had 10 plates on this time, 5 on each side. I normally like to go 10 on each side. I'm a fucking nut. When I used to work my legs back in
Palm Springs,
actually started over here at the corner gym in Reseda with my two cousins back in the late 70s.
Oh, geez.
Let's see him, Scaremaster.
It was 10 plates.
Let's see the legs.
What do you need to see?
Stand up.
Christ. I'm not getting undressed.
Why does it always go to that with you, man? Just lift your pants up.
When you're in a room filled with guys, it usually ends up with you undressing. Is that what you're saying?
No, he wants to see my legs. I'm not...
Lift it up.
Well, why don't you sit down and why don't we do this? Why don't we make that Vine video? Now, what we're going to do, this is part of the social media, and everybody seems like they want... Now, I've made one with Mole earlier. I made one. Now, we're going to make one with Perry. Now, what we're going to do...
Is it a cartoon or just a regular video?
It can be a cartoon. I don't know how we're going to do this. But what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to say two things. I'm going to nod my head. When I nod my head like that, that means go. And you're going to say, I love selling American-made products. Okay? Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I love selling American-made products.
I got to tell you. This guy takes directions unbelievably well.
That's why he does all those extra work.
That's really fucking good.
What extra work?
Harry, that's
you're the king of the extras, man. Everyone was always like, you know, when you played that gay dude in the prison scene, Austin Powers.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about something you don't like. More than anything in the world, I hate. Say that right now just to say, so you can. More than anything in the world, I hate.
More than anything in the world, I hate.
Sucking cock. Okay.
I never did.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm not even going to say that.
No. I did this with Mole. I did it with myself. We say something that we love. You love selling American-made products. More than anything in the world, I hate sucking cock.
I never sucked cock.
Okay. Well, you're just saying it. Just say the line. All right. Here we go.
More than anything in the world, I hate sucking cock. Never have, never did, never will.
Hey, don't interrupt us. Now you say, really? All right, when I nod my head.
What?
Okay, you can do that. All right, here we go. Ready?
What?
Wow!
Hey, let's, how about $10 shout-outs?
You know, that's an excellent idea. That's our Vine video, and look for that. It'll be dated. Friday the 12th is when we put it up, so look for that, and you can see what we did here. All right.
Dated.
That was last Friday that we did that. So that's the big three, getting involved in the social network with our Vine video. Now what we're going to do is we're going to do something where you, the listening audience at home, or wherever you are, you can get involved and tell us your thoughts. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout-out before, this is where, as I said, you, the person at home, let's say you have something that's on your mind. Whoa, I don't like the way those guys do this. Well, collect your thoughts, put it down on a piece of paper, and write it out about a paragraph, maybe two at the most. Send that along with $10. And that's $10 cash, no checks, no money, or once again, it's straight cash, homie. You send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And when we get it, we'll read it on the air. Now, let's see here. Mole, why don't you start it out with this one?
Hey, Big Three. Just wanted to send a quick note of thanks to the lovely Mary Jane.
Oh.
Thank you for all the hard work you put into the Big Three podcast. Every week you put your modeling career on hold to help deliver to us fans the funniest podcast around. You make the work seem so effortless that sometimes we forget to sing your praises. We decided not to send cash and instead opted for a $20 gift card to Sephora. We were worried if we sent in cash, a certain Javajo gypsy might demand his share. Please, yeah, Mary right. Jane, take this small token from two fans and use it to buy something to compliment your incredible beauty inside and out. Sincerely, Joe Burns and Nicole Perez.
Oh, thank
isn't
you,
that
Nicole.
Nice? Here you go, Mary Jane.
Oh, that's thank nice. You, thank you.
That really is nice, and Mary Jane does deserve that. So thank sure. you, Mary Jane.
There you are.
There you go. All right, I got one here. Dear Big Three, what pisses me off most is that I live in a world where a Javajo gypsy can insult someone like me, then get away with it. You want to mock me, you little tub of wannabe Goomba shit? Go on, mock me again. Say that you don't understand why you keep writing $10 shoutouts when I'm no longer the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. I know who this
UA
is.
UA Craig the Third.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. I don't know why I even respond to a guy that's so stupid he sued the only people that have ever helped his dumbass.
Oh, shut up, prick.
But I will. I write this because I feel that Don and Mole are two of the comic geniuses of our time. That's nice. That's a compliment. It's not a joke. Then you blend in a classic town idiot type that just happens to be a Javajo gypsy. You put all those elements together, and that makes a funny podcast. So I'm a fan, and I want to be part of the fun. That's why I write, Perry. Then the evilness of Perry.
Evilness?
I'm just
evilosity.
Go on.
That's what I'm. What is that, Mole?
I don't know.
Then the evilness of Perry made me hate this ungrateful, homophobic, misogynistic nut job. I've never had more hatred for someone, and now after this, I have no mercy on him.
Pussy.
Does anyone remember how this whole thing started?
Does anyone remember laughter?
Does anyone really know what time it is? Well, this he goes on to say, I remember. It started when I gave my opinion and said that because of the chemistry Don has with Lisa Marie, he'd be a better co-host than Perry would be on the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
It is not Don Barris's show. Don didn't create it. All Don is allowed to do is the video video production.
He
kind of
did
it.
Create it, those characters.
He did not create my fucking show.
He kind of did, though.
In a way, kind of.
We had a huge fucking fight at Eagle Rock Studios that one day, if you remember. And I said, I'll do a better show than yours. I'll keep the cap on. I'll do a better show than yours, and I'll get better ratings than you will.
Well, and it's and proved out, long, you didn't.
And it did.
It didn't.
It did come
better
across.
Better ratings? The best show you had is the one that we were on. That and the one that you had Bill Kinison on when you talked about you wanted to be friends.
Yeah, I was his daughter.
Yeah, and how old was she at the time?
15.
Yeah.
And I was 30.
And he was a little upset by that.
Hey, but, it, you know, we all love each other. We're all friends.
It was good. It was
be
good
like that
public
forever.
Access.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It goes on. He might be a better co-host than Perry on the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. If I would have said that television was more popular than Jesus, I might have gotten away with it. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down. I was just saying it as a fact. And it's sort of, it is truth. That's more for England than it is for here. I'm not saying that Don is better or greater or comparing Don to Perry as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or it was taken wrong and now it's all this. Oh, one more thing. Perry has never denied that he's gay. Your loyal fan,
I always
friend,
deny
former
that I'm
worker,
not.
UA Craig
you
III,
do. Faggot.
You do always
deny. I always say that I'm not.
Of Perry Leaks.
I always say I am not a flaming faggot.
You gotta get
which means I'm not gay.
I don't know what that means exactly. Well, do you have anything to say? That's Hugh A. Grant. Why does he have such a bone with Hugh A. Craig III? I mean,
he's a little wimp. He thinks he can.
What did Hugh A. Craig III do?
He thinks he can. What did he do?
He thinks he can what?
He thinks he can walk all over me. Ain't gonna happen.
It ain't right. Cause you know why? It ain't quitting.
It ain't quitting. And that was today's $10 shout outs.
$10 shout out.
So there's only, three? Two showers. Shit, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why that is? Because somebody decided to have a fight with me, and we weren't allowed to have any shows, and people stopped sending in their $10 shout-outs.
When was this?
When you started saying you were going to quit, and then I quit.
That was a long time ago.
That was less than a month ago. And we're now 2,000 listeners less than we had before all this bullshit went on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I blame you. Anyway, hey, wait a second. Is that a phone call? Could you send that through for us, please? I'll bet you I know who this is.
You think it?
Hello and unto you good tidings, my queens of the western land of holly and wood.
Queens of the what?
Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, flaming.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Listen, Petty. I'm not questioning your manhood, though I would like to interrogate it, truth be told. In fact, listen, I have chosen you in the big Caravelli Hurst tete-a-tete. Mm.
Oh, nice.
Marquis of Queensberry be damned. Let's all head below the belt. What say you? Who else has chosen Petty?
We're training him. We're training
him. I'm going to help. I'm the hype man.
What is this?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful training. Listen, that comes into play here because I'll cut to the chase. The reason I'm calling is about training. The musical, my dear boys, is in peril. What? Scary peril. Who saw that one coming?
And both of us.
Okay, listen. Here's what's what. The producers have been watching VPN and they're unsure of the dancing ability of the big three. Well, I assure them that you are all nimble as $9 Slovakian boys, but they want you all to shape up. Mr. Barnes, you and Mole are all right. You're fine.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Adams.
Thank you.
Yes, you're all right if this was a fatty calendar shoot, but 'tis not. The big three need some sweating time. Betty, listen. Here's what. You, me, Sauna, Koreatown. I'll have one day's arrangement. How's that sound?
Yeah, do it. You should do it.
Okay,
dude.
Listen.
Oh,
listen.
God.
Here's what I'd like. I would like all the big three to start working on their dance moves soon.
Oh, yeah.
And how about this? We premiere the dance moves on the next VPN show.
Ooh,
sound good?
Good. We'll listen.
We need to come up with a tune. How about this? You all come out and we hit this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's going to make you sweat.
It's going to make you sweat.
Yes.
You know, I tell you, I'd like less songs about sweating and more songs.
What's that, Walter?
I'd like less songs about sweating, more when you see the heat songs.
Oh, well, all right. Does everyone want to hear Stone's new song? Is that what this is getting
at? No, I want to do this song. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Rock and roll band, and I got apple cherry with tobacco. Rock and roll band, everybody's going to do
All right. Are we finished? Are we quite finished?
Boston!
Nope.
Finished?
I have one myself here.
Really? Oh, well, go on, Mr. Barnes. Please. All right, enough. Listen. Gentlemen, very well done. Very cute. But listen, it's time to bring out the star of the musical. Am I right, Petty?
Okay.
Petty? Are you ready to show these two that you are the next American Idol?
All right.
I'm just trying to get you pumped up. Listen. All right, Wandez, hit it. Let's do this week's tune from Windy City Hit the Musical.
You know this song, Scare Master?
Here we are. Oh, this is a lovely one.
Oh, I know this.
Petty, are you quite ready? This is all you. If I could, I'd like to be an Italian movie star. Wonderful. Overweight sensation. Typo. Wouldn't detail any cars. Wonderful. I would be the private dick who'll make your dreams come true. These things I do. The stone's in love with you. Wonderful, Penny.
Nice,
really,
dear
wonderful.
Master.
It's lovely. We'll fix whatever parts are off. Let's have some fun, though. Give it some energy.
If I were a businessman,
I'd sell shirts and skateboard decks. I'd make so much money. I could buy myself some sex. Wonderful. I won't wear a condom, cause I'm not scared of disease.
What?
It's cool, you see. I've already got HIV.
Sorry, never.
Oh, you know, there's a miscommunication with Wanda, the lyricist. Stone's in love with... Stone's in... All right, we'll just keep it going. We'll go back and fix this part. I'm just a man, a curious man, giving another man...
Sorry, I won't even read that.
And if you want, I'll give a hand to you. A hand job I'd like to one day be the owner of the first Hooters on the moon, or even a Moon Denny's. I've been out in the spaceman's room.
Fuck you.
But Stone can't leave Windy City. It needs him, and that's true. And I messed that up. Just like that guy he blew. You know Stone's in love with you. And Stone loves Big Lou. And his own stoner pal, Brock, too. I guess it's true. Stone loves a whole lot of dudes.
Oh, that's great, Mr. Adams.
Yes, Stone loves a whole lot of dudes. Thoughts.
I don't think Perry liked that.
I didn't like... several verses.
Well, listen, this is why this is called workshopping, all right? It's called workshopping because I want to take you out back to my workshop. Yes.
Sorry, my Mr. friend. Adams. I'm not your kind of a faggot.
All right, listen, jokey time. Quickly. What is the effeminate boxer's favorite drink?
Fruit punch.
Yes, hate words. I love them. Toots loves.
Here's a boxer.
Yeah, Mr. Adams, there you go. Wow, that was a good song. Did you like it or no?
It could be okay.
What do you mean?
There's things that's got to be changed.
Like what?
Because I'm not a fag. I'm not into dudes. None of that gay shit.
No, they're not saying that. They're saying that you love dudes. It's like you love Big Lou, you love Brock, you love all these dudes. You're just a guy. You're Italian. You love dudes. You love people, you know?
I love people. I don't love dudes.
You're a lover, but mostly dudes.
Go fuck yourself.
You love all people.
You do love all people.
I love all people,
that's what
but
you
I'm
you
not,
love all people.
I'm not in love with men. I'm not a homosexual like you.
I know, but you love dudes.
I'm not a homosexual like you.
What do you got to say?
That rhymes too. I guess it's true.
As
I'm
sitting
not
here,
gay like you.
This is something that we were talking about
you
at the beginning
write
of this show. And now it's coming back, and I see where Perry's kind of off a little bit because, once again,
I won't read those lyrics.
You know what? Here's my thought: you read them because they're stupid, Mr. Adams. I don't know if you know this. There's a real good possibility that Mr. Adams is gay.
What?
Good possibility? Give me a fucking break, you moron! You know he's up here.
I don't. I've never been with him, so I can't judge people. And like I said,
I don't see it.
I don't judge anybody for what they do.
All he ever wants to do is play soccer.
What do you mean?
He has a soccer field in his backyard.
Does he?
Yeah, but he's like, everyone take your shirts off. We're going to play some soccer. And it's all you get in these, or you get in these scrums.
Now, scrums where all the guys get in the middle and try to kick the ball while holding each other?
Yep.
Put that down.
Right.
You always got to get stoned?
What are you talking about?
Look what's in your hand.
What is that?
What do you mean,
hand?
What am I talking about?
What is that?
Oh, I'm smoking that red dead apple shit.
Thank you, Scaremaster, for finally realizing what it is.
Why are you judging him anyway?
Because he's smoking dope. He's always smoking dope.
How do you
figure that? He can't live on anything but dope. He's got sunglasses on. He never has his fucking sunglasses on.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, the only thing that I think that you can live with is when you come here, it all comes to this. You're 60 seconds.
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
And that's perryskateboards.com. You know what that is? That's the brownies talking.
That might be
you did. Does Scary Perry Skateboards sell pokers for that bowl?
Really?
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Scary Perry Skateboards sell paperclips?
T-shirts and decks, baby. T-shirts are $39.99.
T-shirts are $39.99.
Yeah, the fucking price of
Cotton? What's that?
Price of the way American Apparel ripped me off.
They're $40 for a t-shirt?
$40 a shirt until I can get them cheaper.
I'll sell them cheaper than that. I'll sell them cheaper than that for you.
I can't sell this order for a cheaper price because I had to pay a lot of money for them.
Are they short sleeve shirts? Is it like the one
that's
you're wearing?
That's all
it is. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
That's $40 for that shirt.
You got it.
That shirt is $40.
Yes,
stop!
Indeed.
Stop! That was 60 Seconds with Perry. Congratulations.
KNAC.com.
What are you doing?
That's where you go and email me.
Oh, well,
you're
nice.
Not supposed to do that, Dreen.
Oh, so you mean I can't talk about Kevin Trudeau and the www.naturalcures.com?
I don't know who that is.
That's a book that I've been reading on trying to get healthy again.
Nice.
Are they paying you to do this?
Not yet.
Is this another thing that you've cut a deal with them?
I wish.
Hey, where'd that pig come from?
The one behind Perry?
Yeah, he's awesome.
A fan sent that in, and they said, doesn't this look just like Perry?
Oh, wow.
And the truth of the matter, that is the pig from the Simpsons movie.
Whoa.
Oh, cool.
It does look like you when you kind of turn that way, though.
Hold it up, Perry, Scaremaster. Hold it up to your face. Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Put a piece of it in your mouth.
No.
Just the arm a little bit.
You know, while Perry's doing that, it's making me awfully hungry. And you know, when I get hungry, where do I like to go?
Where do you like to go, Dan?
Well, a place that has the finest Thai cuisine in this town.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I'm talking about What the Huck. That's right. If you're a big fan of Thai food and you like the West Hollywood era, you're going to love What the Huck. That's 323-654-7952. And by the way, this week only, 5% off the number 7. Call in and say, I heard this about on the Big 3 podcast, and you get 5% off the number
7. So 5% off the number 7 if you mention the Big 3?
Yes. So what's the number again, Perry?
323-654-9752.
That's What the Huck. What is it, Mole?
Tres, dos, tres, seis, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
That's for our Spanish-speaking friends. That's, once again, What the Huck. Thank you.
All right.
What do you mean, all right?
All right.
What are you saying all right for?
All right.
What does that mean exactly?
What the Huck? I'm hungry. Let's eat.
What's your favorite Thai food? What's your favorite food? If you could have any food, what would be your last meal?
What would be my last meal if I had a choice?
It would be organic because you don't want to die. But if
I had a
meal.
Choice, what would be my last meal?
That's what he said.
Let's see. I'm trying to decide. Price. Trying to decide. I mean, there's either the 72 ounce steak.
Okay. How would you like that? How would you like your potatoes? Hey, we still haven't got to that.
My potato.
I will talk about it later.
Hey, what you like know what I things? Wanted to find out about? Because people are asking, what's going to be happening with this Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection? Are you hosting it, Don?
No, Don's not hosting it. Don's only producing it.
We'll see how
Scary
it goes.
Scary Perry hosts the show. If the show doesn't work out, the show ends.
Well, I do think that there is an unbelievable chemistry between myself.
And Lisa Marie,
no,
of course.
I was talking about myself and Lisa Marie.
You don't have chemistry with Lisa Marie. You don't know her anywhere near like I do.
I think everybody thinks it. Everybody's been talking about it. They think that I have a lot more chemistry with Lisa than you do. And I'm not trying to start anything because I don't think I'm interested.
It's just kind of the buzz. It's the buzz of what's been happening.
And if we did do it, it would be changed, obviously.
You know what?
It wouldn't be the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Yeah. Go ahead. Try to steal my show.
Comedy
Go to try to steal my show. Try to steal my show. Try to steal the Scaremaster show.
I've got enough shows myself. But there may be a Pure Rock Comedy Resurrection.
Just to steal it from me.
Starring Don Barris with Lisa Marie.
Just to steal
it
from me.
That.
I'm not going to do it yet. I'm just saying there's a lot of people that say there's good chemistry. And let's say that you guys do this and they realize, my God, is that guy terrible with her? Let's pay.
God, how can I be terrible with her when it's a show that I created, a show that I had?
Dan kind of created it, though.
Oh, God. Why is everything, oh, God?
How could Dan create that show? Exactly. You want to know how that show became? A show that happened? Do you really want to know?
Nope.
Because you're the fucking part of it, too.
What did I do?
Had a fight with you. I had a fight with him. And then the fight with him at Eagle Rock told me,
when did you ever fight with
him
at Eagle Rock?
I always fought with you. I always fight with you. It's a constant fucking thing. It's every time I deal with you. Because you never shut your fucking mouth.
To me, it's the laughter I remember. Whenever I remember.
It's an excellent point, Mole. Why do you get so mad? Done everything in my power today.
To help me.
To help you. And all you've done has been a fucking dick.
Why the fuck does this cocksucker always interrupt me as I'm talking?
Why does he have to be a cocksucker?
What did Ross do?
By the way, for people that don't know, we may be having our next VPN show, and it may be on a week on
next
April 28th. I believe that might be. We want to go the 21st, so that would be this weekend. I don't know if we can get to that yet, but it's either going to be the 21st or the 28th, so watch for our VPN show and a very special guest. Should I let it out?
Sure.
Tom Cruise.
What?
Tom Cruise is going to be our very special guest.
Nice.
Yeah, and he's going to have a argument Scientology versus Javajism. So you better be prepared.
Javajism.
What? Go ahead and say it again.
That's like you could shorten Javajism to just jism.
That's an excellent. Would you be able to face Tom Cruise?
Easy.
Really? All right, what's the difference between Scientology and Javajism?
Jehovah's Witnesses, not Javajism.
$10.
God damn.
Same as downtown.
Well, how would you start an argument with him?
I don't argue. I kindly would talk about what we are out to witness. The truth that Jesus Christ was preaching when he was on this planet. Why the fuck are you an asshole?
Who are you talking to?
Mole!
Jesus.
Throwing a fucking
how do you know he
bottle
did that?
Of water at me.
Jesus never said that.
No, he never did. I know that for a fact.
Oh, Christ.
What?
Stop.
Stop what? In the name of love, before you break my heart, think it all over. Haven't I been good to you?
Totally been good to Scaremaster.
While you're throwing bottles at me and shit, treat me like shit, always talking when I start to talk.
Dude, that one totally got away from me, okay? And for that, listen, you got hit with the pitch. Just don't.
$100.
What?
$100.
For what?
For what?
For being an asshole.
I want $100.
No, you pay me $100.
I want $100. I need the money more than you, dude. I don't get that. I don't have a fake disability scam.
Fake? You didn't get broadsided by an old lady on the wrong side of the freeway, did you?
Uh-huh.
Really?
If I did, how would I know?
Excellent point, Mole. Excellent point.
I'd have no memory of it.
Done.
What exactly. Are you doing? Where are you going?
You don't have to move over there yet. Hold on. Wait till we start Mole playing.
What are you doing?
Oh, I wasn't talking about your fake disability scam.
It's not fake.
It's not fake, but it is something that you blew out of proportion.
Do yourself a fucking favor, Jagoff. Why don't you call Loma Linda University to find out?
Why don't you have them call us?
They're not going to call you, you dipshit.
I'll call your Aunt Linda University. Is it your Aunt Linda or Linda Johnson?
Loma Linda, the city. Loma Linda University. Which is where I was for three fucking months.
Okay, listen, dude. You're totally bringing me down, but I will tell you something else. The Scaremaster, I'm not talking about your fake disability. It's the real disability scam.
What's that?
With this other stuff.
Hey, by the way, you know what you never talk about? You've been going to court a lot. Can you let us know what's going on there?
Zero.
You know who called me to talk about that a little bit?
Who did?
Huey Craig III.
Because he's a fucking nosy bastard.
Why is he so obsessed with you, Scaremaster?
He's a nosy.
Can I throw this to you? Can you catch it like a frisbee?
Go ahead.
Like a dog.
Do I have your permission?
Yes.
I'm gonna freak out.
Go ahead. All throw it.
Catch it in your mouth.
Oh, terrible. Oh. So unathletic. Anyway, so Huey Craig the Third called me, and he told me that you had a court date this week that didn't turn out well.
What business is it of his? It's none of his business.
He goes to court and sits there and watches what's going on. You were in the San Diego area, correct?
It's none of his business. It's none of your business.
I'm just saying. Why can't you ever talk about anything?
Throw it back at me.
What?
Everyone's interested in what's going on.
No, it's none of your business.
Is everyone interested? Yes, they
are. I don't give a shit.
You can't help us a little bit?
No.
Why?
Because. Period.
Who told you not to say anything about it?
I got reprimanded the first time.
From who?
By the judge. I was almost put behind bars.
What?
Why? What happened there?
A guy like you can't make it behind bars. You're too good looking, dude.
You would be raped a lot.
Is that why you
the way you did?
I was raped?
When you were in jail?
I was never in jail, you dumb fuck. Is this a fantasy of yours?
Yeah, right.
I was in jail? What was I in jail for?
No.
What was I in jail for?
Didn't you get busted a few years back over here at the Comedy Store?
For what?
What was the
being too awesome? Without a license?
No, there was one time I heard somebody said that you got arrested over here back in the 90s, I think.
God, it's unbelievable that you would believe somebody else because you're very astute to what's going on you all the time. So you wouldn't fall for any bullshit from anybody, and no one would tell you anything bad about me.
Did you just burp? I'm trying to, you know, I don't feel good. That's why I'm burping.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you.
Buddy.
You're full of shit.
Whatever.
You're not full of shit?
He's full of brownie bites.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You did eat a lot of brownie
bites. Yeah, you guys are fucking getting me sick.
Well, if it means anything, you did accomplish something today.
Yeah, eating a whole fucking thing of brownie bites.
And now, it's time to do the best damn thing we do on this show. You know what that is?
Getting rid of me.
Nope. Nope. Not at all. The best damn thing we do on this show.
Won't play.
It's exactly right. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
If you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is a game that we play here on that we improvise. Mole's in charge, he'll set a scene. He'll direct the scene after he casts the scene. What we don't know is what's going to happen today on Mole Play.
Okay, so listen, in today's Mole Play, we're going to answer some questions that people have had this entire podcast. And they're going to answer some questions that the answers to the questions of things that were brought up in the podcast today. We're in prison. Well, what would happen if Scaremaster and Tom Cruise talked about religion? But what if they were both on death row, and they're both about to get their last meal? Scaremaster, you're going to be Tom Cruise, and you're going to order what you think Tom Cruise would want for his last meal. And then, hold on, Dan, you be Scaremaster, and you order what you want, and you share the cell with Tom Cruise. Okay? Okay, here comes the guy with the thing. Hello, guys, I'm the warden. What would you like for your...
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Before you say Mole Play... Before you say it, I just want to tell you something. This is really a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
And I'm really looking forward to this. Good luck to you, Perry.
Good luck. Let's bring it home, man. Let's have a good one. Let's have a good one.
Okay.
Okay, once again, we're on death row. Scaremaster, you're Tom Cruise. Dan, you're Scaremaster. The warden's coming up to take your menu choices for your last meal. And we're finally going to find out how the Scaremaster wants his potatoes. Mole Play. Hi, I'll be the warden. Hi, I'm the warden. What would you like to order for your last meal? Let's start with you, Tom Cruise.
What are you going to do first?
All right, Tom Cruise.
Jesus Christ, why don't you calm down,
it sounds
guy?
Just like
him. Why don't you come down, Tom?
Okay, look.
Mr. Cruise, what would you like?
My last meal, let me have a medium well steak.
What kind of steak?
Prime rib.
Okay.
Okay.
King cut or queen cut?
What?
King.
King cut, you fucking wimp.
I don't know. King cut or queen cut?
King cut, the 72-ouncer, baby.
Oh, 72-ounce prime rib.
Big motherfucker. Okay. Yeah, it's my last meal.
Okay, what
I want to eat a steak that's going to last me for hours.
Okay, what would you like any sides?
Full salad.
Salad? What would you like on that salad? Like any kind of dressing?
Italian dressing, of course.
A little creamy Italian or balsamic vinaigrette?
Balsamic. Yes.
Would you like that on the side or would you like that tossed?
We'll toss it.
Do you want to, so you want to toss your salad?
I want romaine lettuce, spinach.
Romaine lettuce, spinach. We'll just put a house salad. We'll have mixed greens and some tomatoes and cucumbers and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. Other stuff. Okay. And would you like any sides? Would you like any vegetable sides?
Yeah, vegetable sides.
What kind of vegetables would you like tonight? We have a broccoli.
Tomatoes, broccoli.
Would you? We have some mushrooms, but we don't have oregano. So I really don't want
mushrooms
you to
fine.
Go crazy.
Oregano's fine. If you want to put oregano in the. God, this fucking.
You have a fucking.
What other sides would you like? Any more sides? Would you like some corn? Would you like some corn?
Corn on the cob is fine.
Yep. Okay. And would you like some Brussels sprouts?
That's on the salad.
The one that's on salad. Okay, would you like mac and cheese? Would you like something like that?
Why would I want mac and cheese?
Okay, listen.
I'm asking for a 72-ounce steak.
Okay.
I'm asking for a steak that takes three people to eat. This is my last meal, you fuck!
Okay, and really, I'm excited to ask. Well, and also, let me ask you, how would you like your potato, Mr. Cruz?
Strangled. Like I'm going to become...
All right.
A.K.A. scrambled. No, that's like eggs. No.
You would like some scrambled eggs with your steak?
Yeah, you can scramble some eggs
okay.
too.
And
you can hard boil. You don't
hard boil your
potatoes.
You want hard boiled potatoes?
Baked potato. Fine.
Baked potato. Okay. You want sour cream? Sour cream.
Sour cream and chives.
Bacon.
Little bacon.
Okay.
It's fine.
Butter.
No butter.
Okay. And but for dessert.
Dessert. What would I want for dessert? Pumpkin pie.
You know what? We just ran out of pumpkin pie.
Then make one.
I'm sorry. The
all right.
The guy
blueberry
just
pie. Left. Blueberry pie.
I have a. You know what? I have a raspberry. It's a tort. Raspberry tort.
If I don't get blueberry pie, then I'm not dying. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm coffee with that? You want coffee with that?
Pot of coffee.
You want coffee
fine.
With that? And anything to drink.
You just said you want coffee.
You want coffee with the meal? You want
a whole pot?
Would you like a cocktail to start?
Why would I want a cocktail?
It's your last meal.
Forget it. I'm not. No.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I think I have all that. Mr. Scaramarillo.
What?
What would you like that for your last meals?
I want two McDonald's cheeseburgers, organic style. I want some organic French fries. I want some organic Milky Way bars. Milkshake was the semen of Mr. T. Oh.
Excuse me. There is no such thing as an organic Milky Way bar.
You got what you want. I got what I want, Cruz.
Master, take
why would you suck me off? You Scientologist son of a bitch. You motherfucker. I'll fuck you, Tom Cruise. I will fuck you.
In the ass all the time because you're a fag.
You're a fag.
And the two discuss religion.
I'll tell you that the Jemos are better than the Scientologists.
Tom?
I don't want no comment.
That's why we're better! I'm number one! Fuck you, Tom Cruise! Fuck you!
Scaremaster, realize this is last night on Earth.
Oh my God! I will never be able to see my Lisa Marie! I will never ever eat my asshole again! You don't believe she did? Listen to this tape!
And then having a tool like Lisa Marie Bullock that'll...
Who's that?
What do you mean, who's that? You know Lisa, my old co-host.
I know.
The one with the long tongue, like yours.
Oh, yeah. Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude. She's good at everything.
Really?
You should put some
She's
mistletoe
good at everything.
Over
everything.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass? That's got to be...
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Great.
Did she pay $10 for the shout out?
Doesn't matter.
No shout out.
By the way, if you're an ass eater.
If your name is related to Lisa's, get her to get back in touch with me.
She won't contact you anymore?
I haven't been able to find her at all.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because of the boyfriend she had in Boston.
Do you think it's the way you talk about her when she's not around?
See! I told you I did that! I told you I said that! Oh, oh, ah!
Oh.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Why do you keep pressing and pushing on shit that is fucking old, stupid, and ignorant?
Okay, I gotta
Number one, I never said that Lisa Marie and I had sex.
Oh, you wanna
Never, ever, 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 ever did
Mole?
I say
did you
Lisa
hear that
and
tape?
I had sex. The comment I made when you kept pushing and forcing was, uh-huh. That was it. I just said, uh-huh.
You said, uh-huh. Like, and you went,
because that's the kind of guy I am.
It is.
I never said yes. I never said we had sex. Never went that fucking, down that fucking road to lose a fucking great friend of mine. I'm not into fucking ruining a relationship. She's a great girl. She's a great friend. I'm not losing that.
Uh-huh.
The only problem that I have is that she's boyfriend with an old friend of mine.
You lost
but,
that to the
better
man.
Yeah, I kind of lost that. So I now there's no
is
way.
Is that
I could
your
ever
gas that I'm smelling?
With her.
Did you fart?
I didn't fart. You fucking asshole. Gas, I'm smelling too.
Well, anyway, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you know where you can reach me. On Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. My Facebook
Scary period.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm talking. My Facebook account is at Don Barris. Where I'm on Instagram. I'm on Vine. You can check it SimplyDon1 or Don Barris. I don't know which one for both of those. Mo, where are you?
You know what? I'm at The Real Malinsky, and if anyone remembers my Twitter password, can you let me know? And also, I'm also on Facebook at Walter Malinsky.
Perry?
Facebook, Perry F. Caravello on Facebook.
And that's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A-V is in victory, double L-O. Fuck, I'm getting tired of this shit.
What shit are you getting tired of? Promoting
you,
yourself?
You
definitely getting too old for this.
You talking like a fucking idiot constantly.
I'm talking like a fucking idiot.
Yo, K-A-R, it's never been with a K.
All right.
It's C-A-R is in car.
Since when, dude? Read your Bible.
Thank you. Anyway, check me out every night at the World Famous Comedy Store. And don't forget, come to the Death Squad taping of the Ding Dong Show every Monday, 10 p.m. And then check out for that Death Squad podcast. Guys, put her there. Here we go. Big three. Goodbye.